It's time to talk Titan football with HTRS coach Grant Tuttle as they're coming off a 78-6 defeat to the Deschler Dragons. Coach, thanks for joining me. Let's quickly start with last week and then, you know, kind of flush it and move on. This was a 2-0 Deschler team coming in, but was also their first road game. Looked like it may have been a little bit tough to get things going on the ground for you last week. Tell us a little bit about the game.
Yeah, it's a game that I'd like to erase from my memory. It's a kind of game that happens. You know, Deschler, I think, is a team that's destined to be in the playoffs this year. And we just simply weren't ready for them. You know, we had some things, dialed up that I liked, and we had a miscue here and a miscue there, and they just piled up slowly and, got away from us really quickly.
You know, it's probably one of those games that put a little bit of a bad taste in your mouth, but also hopefully maybe lights a little bit of fire in the guys, knowing they don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. I think that nobody was more mortified by it than I was, but, you know, the boys had a pretty good attitude coming back after that. You know, you expect some kids to kind of hang their head and want to be done after something like that. But they've come back and they're ready to work.
All right. Well, let's close the book on last week, put it back on the shelf and not look at it again. Things this week don't get a ton easier with Elmwood Murdoch coming. Tell me a little bit about that team and what you know about them.
Elmwood Murdoch is a very talented team as well. They don't have the size that Deschler had. They are not as, demanding, or I should say physically dominating team on the line as Deschler. But they are, make no mistake, they are a very good football team. They kind of mix things up. They're not afraid to throw the ball on you if they see somebody in coverage that is lacking, and they're not afraid to run their toss plays that are pretty dang hard to stop.
And you know, I know last week was really rough. How do you approach this week from a coaching perspective to make sure Deschler doesn't beat you twice?
Yeah. So what I'm doing is, and I've told this to the boys from the beginning, you know, we're a team of, you know, we've had one senior that has played all year, and the other one we've not had in a game yet. And I told the boys at the beginning of the year, like, our goal is to get better every week. And believe it or not, there were some good things to pull out of last week's game. I think that, you know, it's been the same story for us all year, that we have one part of the team that performs really well and another part of the team lacks. And we're trying to put this thing together, and I think the boys understand that they can do it. You know, we've come up short in the first 2 weeks of the season in games that we were pretty dang confident that if we would have started the way that we finished, we could have had a really good chance of winning both of those games. So, I think it's kind of just trying to keep the boys on track and remembering what the goal of this season was.
For sure. I know you hear a lot of coaches about it, even the one, you know, up at the big school in Lincoln, one game at a time, one quarter at a time, one play at a time,
right.
You know, and start the week fresh. I know last week we talked a little bit about it being Fair Week and how it's just kind of crazy and whatnot, and you certainly can't blame Fair Week, but I'm sure it's nice to have things back to a relatively normal week this week.
Yeah, I think that it is one of the hardest things for us is to get out of school for part of a week and try to hold practices. You know, the practices, it's just impossible to be completely focused when your mind is elsewhere thinking about funnel cakes and things like that. I'm happy that we have some normalcy before we kind of head into the home stretch here.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you for joining me. We'll let you get back to it, and good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
That's our HTRS Coaches Show for Week 4. You can catch the Titans in action on Friday when they play host to Elmwood Murdoch.